Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue with Rutherford Issues this afternoon. And it's time to find out about some of the things going on with the domestic violence program and sexual assault services. Volunteer court advocate Stacy Crossley joins us here in studio. And it looks like you have moving gloves on. You've kind of been moving around here lately, huh?
Yes, we've recently acquired a new office and have relocated. We're at 1206 East Main Street, two doors down from Camino Real.
Okay, so that's right near the college.
Yes.
Very, very close to the campus, and I guess you turn where Greenland goes to the left and Main goes to the right or somewhere around in there, isn't it?
No, they don't intersect.
That's the next one down, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, next road down. I get all that confused sometimes. But on East Main Street, now, that moves you from Memorial Boulevard, I guess.
Yes.
And has this move been in the process for a little while?
I think over a month.
Yeah.
And then the director, Miss Deborah Johnson, finally found a building, and she got everything in the works and was able to put everything together, and the board approved, and...
Deb usually gets things done pretty quickly, I guess.
Yes.
She's pretty good at that. Well, that is good. So moving the offices already in, was today the first day?
From my understanding, today is the first official day that we were in and up and running and in the new office.
Well, I bet that, I know moving is one of those things that's pretty hard, and I remember way back when the offices moved there to Memorial, so... I'm sure that was fun. Glad it's you and not me. today, Stacy is going to talk to us about, we're kind of going to be along the lines of talking about bullying. And school's getting ready to start back here in just a few weeks. That's hard to believe. I know my kids, you know, they're about halfway through their summer vacation and kind of not happy about that, but school will be back in session soon, so that means kids will be back, and bullying is one of those things that has grown, I guess, just because of the number of ways that kids can be bullied nowadays.
I think a lot of it is also the social media.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more media attention because you have the suicides and everything that deal with bullying. The reason why I'm doing bullying is because I'm passionate about the topic, mm-hmm. and it's also a large social problem.
Sure.
And unfortunately, when I was growing up, I was the bully in school. I did not realize this until I was in my later years.
So you were the bully, not the bully-e, or the receiving of the bully. You did the bullying.
I was the bully.
Okay.
And I didn't understand. I guess growing up in the 70s, mm-hmm. I didn't understand it. I didn't know it until later.
Do you think there are some kids that do it without knowing?
I think there are some. I came to find out why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was really bad. I would antagonize, I would pick on, I didn't do the gossip or anything. I mean, I would out and out verbally assault you.
Mm-hmm.
I would hit you. And I think a lot of bullying comes from the home environment. Mine came from the home environment. My dad was an abusive father and husband and, I mean...
So that kind of went into your... personality or what you thought that was your norm, I guess.
That was how I perceived things. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just that, it was I came from a very violent domestic violence home growing up, and in the 70s you can't get the help that you can now.
Mm-hmm.
There was no help for us. It was just something that was swept under the rug, kept behind the closed door. So I believe my outlet was to go to school, go out into the community, and beat everybody up.
Yeah.
Take out my aggression and my hurt feelings in whatever way I could towards others, because I couldn't do it in my home because...
You were on the receiving end.
I was on the receiving end. I guess you could say that my father was the bully.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go out in the community and bully others.
Now, the you're talking about physical abuse in terms of bullying. I mean, that's,
yes.
You know, I guess when you see old shows from the 60s and 70s, that's what is portrayed as bullying. You know, the bigger kid who picks on the smaller kids or whatever. But there are other types of bullying, aren't there?
But I wasn't the bigger kid picking on the... I was the smaller kid picking on the bigger
kids. On the
kids.
Bigger kids.
I didn't care if you were male, female.
It didn't matter, huh?
Older, younger, it mm-hmm. didn't matter. The types of bullying there are is emotional, verbal, and physical. Physical is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional would be excluding a peer from a particular group. Like being the last one picked for...
Dodgeball.
We don't play dodgeball anymore.
Well, that's true.
It's illegal now.
Yeah, okay.
Baseball. Softball.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball. You know, being the last kid picked for the basketball team, whether you're good or not. The younger kids, I don't know if they do it anymore. They used to play tag at recess on the playground. Well, nobody would pick the one that they were picking. You know, the bully would not pick the smaller kid or the one that they were antagonizing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be excluding someone from a group.
Verbal, emotional, physical, this is bullying, but it goes into the domestic violence situation too. I mean, that those are types of abuse.
Yes.
That could occur within a relationship, but we're talking specifically about bullying today. But are a lot of the bullying tendencies as those kids grow up and they grow in that that they are considered bullies, does that kind of maybe go into their relationships later and do they
yes,
maybe
it,
you know
are
domestic violence situations?
It not only goes into their relationships, but it goes into the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that coworker that just has to talk about you all the time, whether you're standing there or not, to other coworkers and put you down and say and gossip about you or say rude remarks or, you know, it goes in. Sometimes the bully will get into a relationship, but they don't know how to act in the relationship, so they perceive the relationship as how they were raised, and it would be, I'm the boss. You have to do as I say,
mm-hmm.
or you belittle them. You're worthless. You're stupid. You're not gonna, you know, parents telling their kids when they mess up, you're worthless, you're stupid, you're not gonna amount to anything.
Kind of tough.
That's a verbal.
Yeah.
That's emotional.
Now, in terms of the types of bullying, you know, you think about it maybe at school, but it can happen anywhere, and with the social media aspect of it, at any time, at any place, and those things, I guess the term is going viral, you know, with Twitter or sending text and things of that nature, on Facebook, the post. I mean, people can be really brutal, and it kind of has a snowball effect and can happen quickly. And unfortunately, when you mention that, you know, there have been suicide, people have taken their own lives just because of the tremendous amount of bullying they've taken in social media.
The new bullying is the cyberbullying,
mm-hmm.
and it is the worst, because no matter what, the bully has, there may be more than one. The bully may be a part of a group, and they may post something on the internet. The problem is once you put it on that internet, it goes viral, and it is there forever. Anybody can see it. 10, 15 years later, somebody could Google it, pop it up.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing. It's unfortunate, but the new term is bullying side, and that is the person that is being bullied so much not just at school, not in the neighborhood, but also through the internet, through the cyberspace, cannot take it anymore, and they wind up committing suicide.
This, I guess, maybe is more prevalent with teens. Is cyberbullying, you think, more prevalent with teens, or does that kind of start in junior high, or what are your thoughts on that?
Actually, it starts in, the statistics that I found, it starts fourth grade to eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. That's when that begins, I guess.
Yes. That's the most prevalent period of bullying there is.
Overall? I mean, fourth to eighth grade?
Yes.
That's tough. We're talking today here about bullying with volunteer court advocate Stacy Crosley with the Domestic Violence Program. And as we talk about bullying, it's hard, I guess, for maybe parents to relate, especially with these new kinds of bullying. I mean, you and I know what it is like to bully or be bullied, whatever, in our generation, but this cyberbullying is something very new, and I think parents really need to know about it.
Yes. What a parent needs to do is, and I know they get a lot of flack because I had a teenage child. He's now a young man.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I would take his phone, and I would go through his texts, and I would look up on the internet what he's been doing, and sometimes I'd read his messages. But you have to monitor your kids. I know it's tough, and they're like, well, we don't want to, and it's an invasion of their privacy. Well, I understand it's an invasion of their privacy, but would you rather have your child with you and you invading their privacy, or would you rather have your child so depressed from being bullied that they'd rather commit suicide?
It goes the other way too, you know. I guess parents who maybe can see that their child is doing
the bully,
that,
mm-hmm, and sending it, and it's another way for the parent to see what their child is sending out also, and maybe thinking, hey, this is inappropriate, you need to stop and try to understand and ask questions about why their child is sending out inappropriate texts, inappropriate, mm-hmm, photos, inappropriate, because it's not just the site, it's not just the internet, it's someone taking a picture while you're changing in the locker room and then sending it through the text.
Mm-hmm.
That goes viral.
Also, the term sexting, that kind of gets into other areas, I guess, but that could also be considered a form of bullying, I guess.
It is. If it gets into the wrong hands. There's been a couple shows about sexting, and yeah, you sent it to your boyfriend, but somehow it got sent to everybody in the phone tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wrong person finds it and starts threatening you and saying, well, I'm going to put it on the internet. And it snowballs, and it makes things worse.
There are some sobering statistics here that you shared with me about cyberbullying. And for every 10 adolescents, teens, five of them, half of those have been a victim of some type of cyberbullying or have engaged in such. And, you know, you go to a middle school with 1,000 kids, at least 500. You know, those are pretty sobering statistics. That, I guess, that is the growing way to bully.
Oh yes. Well, there are about 2.7 million students being bullied each year, by about 2.1 students taking on the role of the bully. I'm sorry, but 2.7 million students. To me, that's just one too many kids.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You got some more?
Over half, 56% of all students witness a bullying crime taking place while at school. So it's not really happening out in the community. It's happening more at school. while you're trying to get an education. How can you get a proper education if you're afraid? A reported 15% of all students who don't show up to school is out of fear.
They don't want to be bullied.
They're afraid of being bullied. That's a lot of kids missing.
15% of all students who don't come to school say the reason why is they don't want to be bullied.
They're afraid.
And I would assume that leads to kids dropping out of school, too. It's at a certain time.
Yes. 1 out of 10 students drop out of school or change schools due to repeated bullying.
So, I guess the answer is, what can parents do?
The parents need to stay in touch with the kids, their children. Ask questions. If they see a pattern behavior where say your child's being bullied, but they're not going to come to you, but you might start seeing a pattern. They're more depressed. They're not wanting to go out and socialize. Say they were more social in 9th grade. Well, now they're in 10th grade. Well, all of a sudden, it's like, well, why don't you go out? Oh, I have no friends. I don't want to. I'm busy with homework, or, they're making up some excuse, but yet they're missing a lot of school days. So you need to kind of try and put things together and be there for them. Sometimes a child that, I don't want to say it's the parents' fault, but it is our responsibility as parents to watch out for our children and be responsible for them.
Bullying is one of those things that has gone on, I guess, since the creation of man and woman. Today, bullying has really changed, and this cyberbullying is really something that parents need to take note of. Are there good resources online? Where would you send someone if they're the parent of a child who is being bullied, or maybe who is the bully, him or herself? Any good place to go? No good. Where can we get advice? How can we get help? Parents who don't really know where to go.
The place that we can. Local police. They're dealing with this with the cyberbullying now. They're dealing with bullying more because it's more out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming. Cyberbullying is a crime. In most of your states, it is. If I'm correct, it is a felony now for cyberbullying. The other thing is that the DVP staff are available to do presentations to any youth groups and parents or counselors on this topic.
Okay.
We're available. It's a new subject. We're here to help the community.
And so how can we get in touch with the domestic violence program?
And it's free of charge. You need to call 896-7377. You can ask for me or Kim Reynolds.
Very good. Stacy, we appreciate your time today. Some very good information, and I hope parents can put it to good use. All right.